This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The UN Secretary General said the damage COVID-19 has done globally will not be undone by a vaccine, and a full recovery will take years, if not decades. Antonio Guterres told a high-level special session of the General Assembly Thursday, quote, "We face the biggest global recession in 8 decades, and these intergenerational impacts are not due to COVID-19 alone. They are the result of long-term inequalities and injustices that have been exposed by the pandemic," end quote. Nearly 80 heads of state and government are addressing the 2-day summit by video, which will also include presentations from scientist experts and the head of several UN agencies, including the Director General of the World Health Organization. Austria has started voluntary mass testing for the coronavirus in a move that officials hope will prevent long, hard lockdowns in the future. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The fast antigen test kicks off days before Austria starts loosening tough lockdown measures that have been in place since mid-November. Positive tests will be backed up by conventional tests within 24 hours and contacts quarantine if they're confirmed. Italy's South Tyrol province, which borders Austria, already has conducted mass tests, following the example of Slovakia, which moved to slow infections and to avoid a second lockdown by testing nearly 2/3 of its people in one weekend last month. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French President Emmanuel Macron proposed Thursday a donation mechanism to make COVID-19 vaccine available to priority groups of people in developing countries. In a pre-recorded speech before the UN General Assembly's first special session on COVID-19, Macron said whether the vaccine come from Europe, China, Russia, or the United States, whether they are the fruit of donations from states or pharmaceutical companies, would thus be allocated effectively and fairly. This is VOA News. Overall, more than 14 million people have been infected and more than 275,000 have died of COVID-19 in the United States, the hardest hit country, according to Johns Hopkins University. U.S. states face a critical deadline in the battle against COVID-19. AP correspondent Mark Gracia.
With COVID-19 deaths having reached an all-time single-day high in the United States this week, states face a critical deadline today. The states must submit their requests for doses of the Pfizer vaccine by the end of the day and specify where they want the vaccine to be shipped. Meantime, according to the tally kept by Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. recorded 3,157 coronavirus deaths on Wednesday. The previous single-day high was 2,603 deaths on April 15th. Mike Gron, Washington.
Facebook announced it will begin removing false claims about COVID-19 vaccines from its social media platform as part of an ongoing campaign to combat the spread of misinformation about them. The social media giant said it will begin removing information about the vaccines that has been discredited by public health experts in the coming weeks. The decision, which also applies to Instagram, comes as the first COVID-19 vaccines are about to become available. Britain's government said Friday Brexit talks with the European Union had reached a difficult moment and rejected any deal that impedes on UK sovereignty. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's official spokesperson told reporters, quote, "Time is in very short supply. We are at a difficult point in the talks," end quote, adding, "They won't be able to agree on a deal," quote, "that does not respect our fundamental principles on sovereignty and taking back control," end quote. Downing Street said the government would also press ahead next week with 2 items of legislation that intentionally breached the UK's EU divorce treaty by depriving Brussels of any say over future trade between mainland Britain and Northern Ireland. The German government said Friday the European Union wanted to strike a post-Brexit deal with Britain, quote, "but not at any price," end quote. Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesperson said, quote, "We know time is running out," end quote. European Council Chief Charles Michel said Friday Turkey has not de-escalated its standoff with Greece and warned EU members now need to consider tougher options. He said, quote, "I think that the cat and mouse game needs to end," end quote, referring to Turkey's repeated incursions into Greek waters with gas exploration vessels. And he added, quote, "We will have a debate at the European summit on December 10th, and we are ready to use the means at our disposal," end quote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.